This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Be seated, please. The first lesson today is at the core question of our faith, theodicy. Why does God allow evil in the world? The question could not be raised more poignantly. We've all asked it. Job, the biblical figure, is a faithful, wealthy man. A true man of God, blessed with lands, flocks and herds, homes, wealth and offspring. His life is full. But he becomes the center of a wager. A wager between God and what is described as the Satan or the adversary. The Satan bets that the faithful man Job will curse God if he loses all his material blessings. And he does lose all those things, everything. Houses, herds, wealth, children. In one catastrophe after another, he loses it all. His skin breaks out in boils. And he is left scraping his skin with a broken potsherd. Job has a small group of friends of a sort. Job's comforters, we call them. They tell Job that he must be to blame for all his losses, that he must have committed some egregious sin. Certainly, this horrid fate would not befall someone of pure faith and life. Job rejects their blame and ultimately curses God, challenging his goodness, his omnipotence, his benevolence. Why would bad things happen to good people? That is a question Job asks, and a question which echoes down through the millennia. Which brings us to today. Hear those words again. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstones? When the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy. When the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy. Certainly one of the most beautiful verses in all of Scripture. God is telling Job that he is a finite being. His perspective is limited. His wisdom has boundaries. He is not the source of all being. The question of why bad things happen to good people is a question we have all asked. I ask myself, as I stood by the deathbed of a dear friend who had led a gracious, faithful, generous, and commendable life. She died, and evil people continued their lives of prosperity and notoriety. The book of Job does not answer our question. It tells us we cannot know the mysteries of life and the universe. Only God is God. Our challenge is to be His faithful children. Amen.